The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Jonathan in for Pat on this Friday morning. Let's talk about the date today. I mean, how many of you looked at your phone or looked at the calendar or teared off the little thing this morning and realised that it is indeed Friday the 13th? And as a result, you're probably a little more on edge than you normally would be. And Claire, our producer this morning, turned to me and says, "Are you superstitious?" And of course I said, "No, of course I'm not." And she said, "Would you walk under a ladder?" And I said, "No, no." "Do you wave at magpies?" I says, "Occasionally I do. But my wife waves at enough magpies for both of us." And then I realised, yeah, actually, I broke a mirror there a while back and I'm waiting and expecting 7 years bad luck. So I think there is something in all of us that makes us superstitious. But I want to hear from you this morning. What are you superstitious about? And are you particularly superstitious on this of all days, Friday the 13th? Folklorist Michael Fortune is with us. Hiya, Michael.
Hiya, Jonathan.
Have we any idea where this came from?
No, it's relatively new, but we, as you said there yourself, we've thousands of others. We've so many other superstitions, and the Irish are superstitious by nature. And once something gets into that little washing machine of our brain there, whatever, and it keeps spinning around and spins around and spins around. But the Friday the 13th, it's relatively new in the scheme of things for us. Like from my work, kind of recording older people and even looking at archival material, Jonathan, you don't really find it, you know. You will find a lot of folklore around it on Fridays, and you will find bits of folklore around the 13th, but not that direct combination.
Yeah, we're more into 12s, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, yeah. I suppose. And some people said 13 is a kind of a reflection of Judas at the Last Supper. You know, that's one of the stories. And I know the Italians, whatever, they have a kind of a little superstition around where they won't have a 13th chair at a table. So that superstition around 13 is certainly in us, you know. But mind you, in saying that, come here to me. Like, if you go down to anywhere, anyone's selling apples now, and I don't know Dublin well these days, whether they're selling apples by the dozen or not. But some people would always throw in an extra apple, you know. They'll throw in an extra apple, and that's called a baker's dozen. So 13 was a lucky thing then, you know, if you were buying from a bakery or buying fruit and vegetables or buying fish, you know, 13 wasn't this kind of thing that you feared away from.
Yeah, I mean, Friday was often considered the unluckiest day of the week as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's funny, it crops up in the verse, and then in Irish people, typically you'll have people go, "Well, actually, I always said it was a really lucky day." So there's a little verse that goes, "Monday for health, Tuesday for wealth, Wednesday is the best day of all, Thursday for crosses, Friday for losses, and Saturday is no day at all." And Saturday definitely was the really unlucky day. If anyone was moving house, you were told, "Don't move in house on a Saturday." That was the most unlucky day.
Don't leave hospital on a Sunday is another one that for some reason...
You're dead right. Yeah, you're right. I remember a nurse told me that recently. She said, "And you wouldn't be discharged to try not to discharge until Monday."
Which when our hospitals are running at 98% isn't a great policy. I imagine we need to address that more than anything else.
Yeah, but I know some people as well who would move house deliberately on a Friday. They'd actually see it as a lucky day, or start a new job on a Friday. Well, more wouldn't, but I think the majority would. So it's funny, Friday was a kind of a lucky day for that. I noticed I was recording some traveling people, some people from the traveling community, and they have it that Friday was actually the last Friday of the month was a really lucky day to get your hair cut. So they saw Friday as a lucky day for that.
And I suppose in Catholicism as well, the first Friday of the month is venerated as well. If you go to Mass on the first Friday, you're kind of sorted then for the rest of the month as well. So, I mean, Fridays definitely have a resonance. Tell me a little about why it was called the Hangman's Day. Because that Friday, I think you had the misfortune of being condemned. They kind of put you up there on the Friday.
Did they? Well, I didn't know that now. I know that they said there's a story going around that the Knights Templar were wiped out. That's where the Friday the 13th story came about, back to the 1300s. But I didn't know that about the Hangman's Day was on a Friday.
Yeah, so in other words, that's why it was known as the Hangman's Day on the Friday. I mean, do you, look, Michael, you take in, because of what you do, you must absorb a lot of this, right, through osmosis, you pick up a lot of the pishogues as you go along. Is there anything you're particularly superstitious about?
Well, come here to me. Listen, you are like it. It's in this. Once it gets into you at all, and as you said, your wife there waving at magpies, enough for you.
I'm fully convinced she's best friends with the same two that hang around in our back garden.
Yeah, it's funny. We're again. Once it gets in there, I find it's in their nature. It goes back to Catholicism, goes back to our faith. But I'd be recording people with Church of Ireland, and they say to me, "I know we don't believe any of that whole stuff." But then they'll mention one thing, and then you know then that little seed is planted there somewhere. It's funny, come here to me, when we talk about magpies, we'd spend a good bit of time in Newfoundland off the island off Canada, where loads of people from the southeast of Ireland would have settled. Now, the gas thing is, you go over there and they don't have magpies, right? Now, the thing is, in the rural communities where we'd be going to, right, they don't have magpies, but they have a black crow. And I saw them one day, and I seen them waving at a black crow, and I said, what are you doing? So we wave at that. And if you see two of them now, it's good luck. And they had a chance in life to basically go to a new part of the world
and drop it.
All this stuff and drop it, get rid of it. But not a chance. No, they wanted it. So sometimes we kind of like that little bit of hardship as well.
And of all things to choose, a black crow, of which there are thousands, the hand would be worn off you waving at all of them. An interesting text here. The association between Friday the 13th and bad luck is linked to the 13th of October, 1307. So we're going back here, Michael. 1307, when the Knights Templar were arrested by King Philip IV of France. Many believe the event, which marked the fall of the Templars, contributed to the superstition around the date. I mean, I would have preferred a bit of black magic. I would have preferred someone being strung up and drawn and quartered. But seemingly the arrest of a couple of people and the end of their campaign for Christianity might have been the origin of it all.
That's a story that I see doing the rounds now. If you type that into Google, it will come up in Wikipedia. I haven't heard that story from source, Jonathan, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm not denying it. Now, mind you, come here to me, the poor old Knights Templars left their place named Dublin County Limerick. Hospital is named after them, and there's a few more temples down here in Wexford. So they definitely left their mark here. But I suppose, come here, once a story gets out, you know, a story gets out, especially in the world we're living in now, you know, with the internet. And I suppose that's the nature of it, you know. That's the nature of story spreading.
It keeps us talking. Superstition is great, says this texter. It allows the non-superstitious to take advantage. Today's the day to get ahead, says that rather Machiavellian texter. David in Cavan. Good morning, David. He said he didn't notice Friday the 13th until someone reminded him this morning. I don't pay it any heed anyway. In Italy, says someone else, it's Friday the 17th that's considered unlucky, not the 13th. Don't know about other countries, which is an interesting point. Genuinely, we have a very important match. My young fella's minor football team is playing this evening. And I remember it came up and we were going to play it on the Friday or the Saturday, and we couldn't play it on the Saturday. So we said we'd play it on the Friday. And even instinctively, I went, oh, that's Friday the 13th. But there's two teams, so we couldn't both be unlucky. So it's a nonsense, really, isn't it?
Come here. It's back to that washing machine thing. You say it and I say it. But you know what? I was travelling. I was over in the West for the last 3 days. And I deliberately came home yesterday. Here's me saying I don't believe any of this old stuff now, to be honest with you. And I said, I'm not going to do anything else now today. I was supposed to go up to Galway today to do something. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. It's Friday the 13th. So here's me basically, everything I'm saying, I'm kind of dismissing myself.
You're contradicting yourself. The Knights Templar being arrested on Friday the 13th of 1307 helped influence the superstition, but that's not where it started, said someone. So that's an interesting point. Again, it as you say, just gets into the head and it stays there. And it's passed on. And even in the world, I mean, like we see what's happening in America right now. Somebody can genuinely convince themselves that people are eating dogs and cats in Springfield, Ohio. Like the human mind is a terrible thing, isn't it? That we can convince ourselves that something bad happens when in reality there's no basis in it whatsoever.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it's back to storytelling. Sure, everything we do is based around storytelling. Everything from our talk to our children, from education, media, everything and all, it is storytelling of some sort. And it depends on how you tell that story. And the man wasn't great at telling that story the other night, now, to be fair. I couldn't believe it when I heard it.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
It's down to the storytelling. Can I ask you one particular thing, Michael? You go around collecting these stories. Is there any particular story that gives you the heebie-jeebies? That, you know, even when you're coming at it from a quasi-scientific point of view, if I could put it that way, that you're still going to know that gives me the wobbles.
Yeah, there was one. I remember it was more of a kind of a practice. On the 11th of November is St. Martin's Night. The 10th of November is St. Martin's Eve, St. Martin's Night. And I remember recording a woman in Mayo years ago. And I still, when I talk to you now, I'm still getting shivers thinking about it a little bit. Shivery, you get hairs in your arms rising up a little bit. Now, it was not scary in any shape or form, but it was just a practice. And there was a practice, whatever. Oh, actually, by the way, the Dutch and the Germans and all that, St. Martin's Night's a big night over there still. They cook goose and they have duck and it's a big feast day. It's very like our Halloween tradition. But up in Mayo, this woman said to me, and it was done in other counties too as well, she said, remembers our father, whatever, did always kill a fowl that night, kill a rooster, and they'd basically get the blood of it and they'd put it on the four corners of the house for luck for the year. But she remembers an older woman, the poor old creator, says, well, has passed away since. And she remembers the father putting a sign of the cross on her head with the blood. And she still remembers, and she could feel the hairs on her arms rising. And so could I. But that was just a kind of a feeling, you know, that kind of way. But that was a practice. And that practice was done in Sligo, was done down here in Kilkenny, was done in Wexford. That's more of a kind of a practice, very, very unusual practice, yeah, that is. But that went on in Ireland.
I tell you, yeah, that wouldn't go well on the parquet floors now in the modern houses. You'd have to be very, very careful about it. You'd have to do a test spot where you'd put a little bit of the chicken's blood to see does it damage and stain before you'd finish it off. Michael, pleasure as always. Michael Fortune, folklorist. Thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.